Bonneville, the Bonneville Jr. The Pontiacs made it clear Friday night they had no interest in extending the playoff series against the Whitecourt Wolverines. Playing away for Game 5, the Pontiacs were hungry for a win after pulling ahead in the series 3-1. "We just have to stick with our game plan because it obviously works. We won 3 games. We just need to do the same thing in Whitecourt on Friday," said Pontiacs forward Nicholas Beaudoin. "I think we're ready to close it out in Whitecourt." And the Pontiacs did just that. Taking the lead in the first period, the Pontiacs refused to give it up by staying 1-2 points ahead of the Wolverines for the remainder of the game. "The team that competes the hardest is going to come out with a win, and that's what we did," said Beaudoin. Jack Budd would be the first to put up a point during the second half of the first period with an assist from Max Seguin. Budd would find the back of the net for a second time, this time during a power play with the help of Matteo Giampa halfway through the second period. The Wolverines would return a goal, only to be followed by another Pontiacs point. Giampa would earn the goal with an assist from Budd during another power play. The first half of third period was a bitter grind as the Wolverines did what they could to shut down the Pontiacs. Eventually, the Pontiacs team captain Trey Funk would add to the scoreboard, putting up the Pontiacs' fourth and final goal of the evening. Funk was assisted by defenseman Joshua Simpson. Before the final buzzer sounded, the Wolverines would manage to return one last point with less than 5 minutes to go. Game 5 would end with a final score of 4-2 for the Pontiacs, launching Bonneville to round 3 of the playoffs. The schedule for Round 3 of the Alberta Junior Hockey League, AJHL, North Division Final has been set. The Pontiacs will face off against the Spruce Grove Saints later this week. Games 1 and 2 will be held at the Grant Fuhr Arena in Spruce Grove on April 7 and 8. The series with return to the RJ Lalonde Arena on Tuesday, April 11. Puck drop is at 7 p.m.